In addition to listening to our clients, we can help them build protective factors. Think of protective factors like an immunization against ACEs. They help protect people from the risk of ACEs. You saw some examples of protective factors that build resilience in the resilience questionnaire earlier in this course. When working with clients, you can help them have more of these factors, such as having support when needed. This will improve their resilience and help them break the cycle for their children. One protective factor is having concrete support in times of need. Sometimes you may provide support directly, but you'll often help clients with referrals. We'll come back to referrals later. Parents and other adults who provide nurturing and attachment help children cope with trauma. Social and community connections support parents and children, as do healthy relationships with other adults. Children who develop social and emotional competence are more protected against ACEs. Another protective factor is knowledge of parenting strategies in child development. Parents who know effective parenting strategies are better able to deal with the stress of parenting. Parents who know what's realistic to expect of their children at different ages are less likely to interpret behavior negatively or react harshly. Whether you work in WIC or as a home visitor, your job puts you in an excellent position to help clients learn how to be better parents. In fact, you probably already work to help clients understand healthy child development.